We have a chance for you to win a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I have given up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. So for a little bit longer, no Red Hot Chili Peppers between 2 and 6. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. Guys in a Maserati shooting out the outside of a strip club. Not sure why. What's up with Florida? Another person called 911 because a fast food restaurant got their order wrong. In the 420 catch of the day, we have a brand new song for you. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got Cannons that are playing the K-Rock Sound Space next week. And we'll give you those tickets, along with more tickets for Disneyland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Man, this is... week.
K-Rock wants you to be a part of the 70th celebration at the Disneyland Resort. Nope. Nope. Yes on Disneyland. Nope on this song. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this one. We want to give you a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure or Disneyland Park. Your chance to win is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
The man you see grabbing a TSA officer's hair in this picture is waking up in a downtown L.A. jail cell this morning.
People Are Dumb, right here at LAX, coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb, people are dumb.
Imagine working for the TSA right now. So you're not getting paid. And then this happens at LAX.
The man you see grabbing a TSA officer's hair in this picture is waking up in a downtown LA jail cell this morning.
Went right for the hair. That's a bold move.
The Justice Department says Thomas Jesse Bingham of Australia is charged with assaulting that officer at LAX.
I feel like I'm always on my best behavior. Like, I don't want to get in trouble. I want to get on my plane, which is hard enough these days. So I'm not going to mess with the TSA.
Federal officials say Bingham accused the officer of taking his backpack and passport.
Taking his backpack and passport for secondary screening and then keeping it? I don't get it.
Before allegedly attacking him.
The video shows a full-on fight. This guy is taking on the TSA. And by the way, the TSA agent at LAX, well, a much larger person. But little man has a handful of his hair.
The officer was not seriously hurt.
They got him separated and they arrested the guy who was assaulting the TSA agent. And did they find his backpack?
Bingham's belongings were later found at a restaurant he had visited.
Oh, man. Oops. Hey, sorry about that whole pulling your hair thing.
He was arrested at LAX as he prepared to board a flight to the UK.
Jump in. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, nice.
Well done. You got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland.
Awesome. Thank you so much, K-Rock.
Do you have three people you can take with you?
I sure do.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. I listen to K-Rock all the time, coming from Orange County.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Shots were fired at the Stir Crazy Cabaret in Florida.
Dramatic video of a shooting at the Stir Crazy Strip Club in Pinecrest. Police say two men were kicked out early Wednesday morning, leading to a dispute with management.
At one point in the strip club, police said one individual in their group threw what initially appeared to be a $1 bill to make it rain, but it was later determined to be a $100 bill. They demanded that $100 bill back, and the management said, nope, also, why don't you leave?
They say shots were fired at the club as the suspects drove off in a purple Lamborghini, leading police on a chase.
They showed that strip club what's what by shooting the outside of it from their purple Lamborghini, which they then immediately crashed.
It ended when the car crashed into a water and sewer pumping station.
Solid performance for the night.
35-year-old Wandy Rodriguez and 28-year-old Haram Ricardo were arrested Tuesday. They're facing a slew of charges involving the shooting, including aggravated assault with a firearm and battery. Rodriguez's bond was set at nearly $8,000, while Ricardo's bond was set at $12,000. They were also ordered to stay away from the club Stir Crazy.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
If you're at a fast food drive-thru and you end up calling 911, there's something wrong with you. People Are Dumb is next on K-Rock. Still have three things at four on the way and the 420 catch of the day. But first, how about People Are Dumb?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Thursday night, the drive-thru at this McDonald's.
All right, so far so good. Thursday night, drive-thru McDonald's.
Detectives say when 22-year-old Tianis Jones got the wrong order, her frustration exploded into frenzy.
Did they use those words? Her frustration exploded into frenzy?
They have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confused some things, and they asked her, pull up to window 3. We'll fix it for you really quick.
Been there, done that, all good.
Well, she got mad.
And stormed inside.
They're trying to cheat me out my money.
Okay, now that's her voice on a 911 call to the police. Because her order was wrong at McDonald's.
I want my money.
The sheriff says Jones' sister tried to get her to chill. Nope.
Nope.
Employees offered to reimburse her. Didn't work. She flipped out even more, whacking a sign off the counter that barely missed hitting an employee.
And she was just starting with the destruction.
Then she tore into a bunch of bottles, scooted behind the counter, and went to work on stacks of cups and other supplies.
So now she's behind the counter, destroying everything that she can find.
I don't know what was wrong with her that night, but she created a mess, and she acted like a McNutt.
A McNutt. Come on, everybody!
Boo!
Instead of leaving with one from the restaurant, as a grand finale, she whipped up a little shake of her own.
So she hasn't been arrested yet, but on her way out of the McDonald's, she stops and twerks. I've always said, sometimes you just gotta twerk.
She pulls her shirt up. There you go. There's a little twerk on the way out the door.
Yay! You guys, I think we may have lost Megan Holliday.
Dude, I really am losing it. My brain's not working. But I will tell you that coming up on Three Things at Four, I'm going to tell you a story about a guy who was on mushrooms and he amputated a body part.
Excellent.
Yep. So that's coming up soon.
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-ROQ.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a judge in Milwaukee is fed up with the smell of weed in his courtroom. Here's what he said.
See, I'm not thrilled that my courtroom smells like marijuana. And the hallway outside my courtroom smells like marijuana. Awful ton of marijuana. There's nothing I can do about that, but it's inappropriate. It's still illegal. And anybody that thinks it's a good idea to get high before you come to court really needs a reality orientation. That's the side note. There's nothing to do with the sentencing, but that's what it's coming to in this community, that this courthouse smells like weed every day. And the courtroom is bad. The hallway's worse.
Wow, that guy needs a hit.
I know, really. I think the best time to smoke weed is probably before the court case. Calm, cool, collected. Number two, I really debated on bringing the story in, but if I have to know about it, so do you, okay?
Oh, not one of those
okay,
kinds.
Okay, in a gruesome case, which doctors have described as the first of its kind, a 37-year-old man amputated his own penis with an axe after taking mushrooms.
With an axe?
That's the part that... I have so many questions. There, I mean, did he put it up on a table and then take... Okay, so anyway, after the inevitable bloodbath and sheer agony ensued, the man came to and sort of reattached it to himself before leaving the property and ran down the street in search of help. And then he stored whatever was left that he couldn't reattach into a snow-filled jar before he was rushed straight into the operating room, where surgeons were able to reattach his manhood for the most part, despite it being cut off from the blood flow for 9 hours.
Wow.
I don't even know how that is possible. But
I don't either.
Now that is what you call a really bad trip.
What did it say what he thought it was?
No, it didn't. The part that I failed to mention is that I think he was also having some other mental issues as well.
Yeah, that makes it less funny. Yeah, it's good that you left that out.
All right, and then number three, a man in Florida who looks like Jeffrey Epstein is going viral, and he just had to put out a video message to clear up the confusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Palm Beach Pete, and my video went viral because some dude randomly filmed me while I was driving on I-95. Unbeknownst to me, and the next thing I know, I'm a viral sensation. I had my phone down for about 4 hours, and I didn't know my phone was blowing up with all these comments from that video. So I got a lot of traction. It's pretty crazy. Thanks.
So you're not Jeffrey Epstein?
I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. I'm Palm Beach Pete.
So Palm Beach Pete is absolutely loving this.
That's so weird that he loves this.
That he loves that he's being compared to a pedophile.
Yes.
It's absolutely insane. And you can find him on Instagram at not Epstein. That's his handle, not Epstein. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is an artist named Toa Bird, a British Filipino guitarist singer who's moved around the world and ended up here in Los Angeles. And this song is the first one. It's called Gentleman. It's Toa Bird. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Love that song. That is Toa Bird. Gentleman is the name of the song. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. In the 5 o'clock hour, we give you a topic and then you call. And the best call...
We are getting you into the Cannons album release party here in the K-Rock Sound Space on the 27th.
Just going to start off by saying I don't love this. I don't love it. I'm not a fan of it.
I didn't love bringing it in today.
I feel like you did.
I couldn't contain it all to myself.
It was too much for you to carry on your own?
Yeah, it was. So here we go again. In a gruesome case, which doctors have described as the first of its kind, a 37-year-old man amputated his own penis with an axe after taking mushrooms.
I have questions.
Yeah. So
like,
do I.
An axe. It's not a knife. It's an axe.
Yeah, and not a hatchet. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's like axe is huge.
Yes.
So that was why when earlier I said he had to have, you know,
how do you put
it on a table?
Yeah,
or so,
how do you,
you know,
not get either thigh?
Exactly.
With the axe.
And earlier you said it must have been a Tommy Lee situation.
Yes.
And maybe it was.
Wow.
Maybe it was. So the guy comes.
Maybe he was just desperate for less.
It was like, it's too much.
Too much.
I can't carry this anymore.
It's
yeah.
heavy.
So he comes to and he kind of reattaches it to himself, and then he puts whatever's left in a jar in snow. And then they, after 9 hours, they successfully reattached it.
So when he came through, he was obviously clear-headed. Because he realized what was happening.
Yeah, he had to have been.
Saved part of it.
Yeah. Because I guess there might have been a bit or two that he could not
put back on.
And I don't even know how he put it back on. But absolute, that is probably the worst mushroom trip I've ever heard of.
Same.
You know?
Same. So we're going to take your phone calls on mushroom trips. Mushrooms gone wrong. That's what we want. We don't expect you to have cut off your own penis. As a matter of fact, if we get that call...
We don't want it.
I'm not lying.
It's too much.
I want it. I do want it. But I hope it doesn't happen. I hope we don't get it. 800-520-1067. You took mushrooms and it didn't work out exactly how you had planned. You can call with your stories and or text.
And for the most entertaining call, we've got we're getting you into the Cannons album release party that's happening next Friday here in the K-Rock Sound Space.
Mushrooms gone wrong. 800-520-1067. We're taking calls on your mushroom trips, good or bad.
800-520-1067. And the best call, you're going to come to the Cannons album release party next Friday.
So excited to have new Muse.
Woo!
Love that so much. It's called Be With You. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
2.5 weeks left.
Not doing that. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this instead. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We did a story about a guy who chopped off his wiener. With an axe.
While on mushrooms.
So we decided to take your phone calls about being on mushrooms. What do you got?
A friend of mine gave me some of that Grateful Dead stuff.
Woo!
And I took one tab of it, and my wife went out with her friends, and I just remember waking up at 2 a.m. laughing my ass off because I couldn't open a two-liter bottle. And then I was tripping so bad because I was home alone thinking she was cheating on me.
Oh, no.
And so I took her Obsession perfume, and I dumped it into our Red Tail Oscar tank and sat there and watched them die.
I'm sorry. So you watched your fish die?
You poisoned the fish with the perfume?
And then I just remember her waking me up going, what the hell, dude? And then I woke up, and there's clothes hanging on the blinds, the couches are flipped over, and I'm like, I took that Grateful Dead. And she's like, are you serious? Yeah, I took that Grateful Dead. And she's like, you're an idiot, by yourself?
Oh.
She's like, you can see that out in the field, like, when you're looking at the stars. I'm like, well... sorry.
I'm with her on every step of the way.
Yeah. Whoa.
She's like, you killed our fish. And I was like, yeah. I watched them like take their last breath, and I mimicked the fish taking the last breath, like opening and closing. She's like, you're a dick, dude. What the hell?
And you're a psycho.
Yeah, yeah, you got issues in there going on. Mm-hmm.
She still married me.
Wow, women are so forgiving. That's crazy.
Oh, right?
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going? My story takes place in the early 2000s.
All right, let's hear it.
So this was back when, you know, disposable cameras were still a thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was in Amsterdam with my friends, and we were in a place called Vondel Park, which is one of the main parks in Amsterdam. And we were taking shrooms and walking around, and I started seeing, like, the most beautiful trees and the most beautiful plants, and I'm like, I have to capture this.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to capture those moments. I get it. Uh-huh.
So I started taking photos of all of the things I was seeing, and I made everyone go and find a 24-hour photo mat place where we could develop the pictures so I could show them it. And when we got the pictures back, it was, like, brown mud puddles and like trees that were like not even like it was just all horrible. And I told them, I'm like, we gotta go get this developed. I'm telling you, it was the coolest experience ever. You'll never believe what I'm seeing. And they were like, really, dude?
Oh my God. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your mushroom trips.
And for the best call, you're going to come out to the Cannons album release party here in the K-Rock Sound Space next Friday.
We come back to this topic every so often because it's always entertaining, and we're talking about mushroom trips.
Okay, the 657 said, I had a bad experience on shrooms to the point where I super glued my eyelids together because the demons in the walls were melting and I was freaking out. And that's the end of the text. Oh, my God, dude.
Mushrooms are crazy, people.
Yes, they are. Things happen.
That's why we come back to this topic quite often. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We started this topic with a guy who...
cut off his penis with an axe while he was on mushrooms. It was successfully reattached.
Did he have multiple penises? Because that's plural.
Well, I like to call it penis.
Okay.
It's funny.
Okay, good. We're talking about mushroom trips. You had one?
All right. So, you know Operator Junior in Redondo Beach?
Yes.
Okay. So, we were ordering, and all our friends were just laughing because his head turned into a clown. And we got kicked out, and we didn't get our order. We're super hungry. But, yeah, mushrooms are a thing.
Oh, so you're saying mushrooms are a thing?
Yeah, I mean, they're therapeutical now.
They are therapeutical.
That's true.
I agree.
That's tough to argue. K-Rock, hello.
We're camping in Utah, and we were hiking on the stream, and there's this tiny little stream and a little tiny waterfall about, you know, 2 feet tall, and we look inside, and there's this blue purple glowing, like from a Jedi, just glowing, oh, mushroom. And we take it, we split it up, and all of four of us eat it. Two people get sick by the campfire that night, and me and my friend are in tent. I'm sleeping, and I wake up, and he's fucking around like a chicken, and starts fucking my leg.
What?
And I say, Dylan. And he goes, what the fuck? And he falls back asleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking around the tent in a circle like a chicken.
Did you say you guys picked the mushroom out there and you ate a mushroom that you picked?
Correct.
That's insane.
And it was blue, glowing like fluorescent.
You have a death wish, sir.
That's not the best way to do mushrooms.
15, 16 years old. Yeah, we know better now.
Oh, got it.
K-Rock, hello.
All right. So I was in Hermosa Beach, California, and I was walking up to the pier. They're tripping on shrooms, and I saw all the shining lights on the pier, and just vomited all over everybody.
Wait, you saw something shiny on the pier at Hermosa Beach and vomited?
Yes, sir. And it was actually the floor. The floor at Hermosa Beach is actually shiny.
Are you high right now?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm assuming you meant the ground is shiny, or the pier.
And the lights tripped me out.
So the lights tripped you out, and then you puked all over, like, people that were around?
Just on my feet.
Earlier you said that you puked all over everybody else, and now it's on your feet. I think you're on mushrooms right now, dude.
I don't know if you've ever been down there, but the pier's shiny when it's...
Right, I think that's been established.
Yeah.
Okay.
K-Rock, hello.
So my boyfriend and I actually a couple of years ago went down to Palm Springs. It was my first time doing mushrooms. We decided to do it while we were there. He lost his brother not long before this, and the last time he had done mushrooms was with his brother. So we were afraid that he was going to have a bad trip, and
right.
I was afraid I was going to have a bad trip because my dad, I'm estranged from him, and so I thought it was going to bring up feelings of that. And instead, we ended up spending a couple hours sitting on a grass field, and I tripped out thinking the sky looked like a Monet painting. But the weird thing is, I was worried the whole time about my dad messaging me or hitting me up or it bringing up feelings about my father. And turns out my dad just decided that was the day he was going to randomly message me a heart out of nowhere, and I hadn't spoken to him in, I don't know, 5 years.
What?
I just got the chills.
So in real life, it matched up with your trip?
Yep. Surprisingly, I don't know why, but it felt like I was about to fall through the floor. And I went to lay down on the couch, and I was on my phone just kind of scrolling through social media, and I randomly got a message from him, and it was just a heart.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know what that is right there, Kev?
What?
That's therapeutical.
It's therapeutical.
So we have to give him to Taylor.
Agreed. Taylor.
Yeah. Yes.
I was very afraid of your story at the beginning because your brother could have had a bad trip or your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you could have had a bad trip, and it ended up so nice.
So beautiful.
Yep, surprisingly it did.
Also, did you know the Hermosa Beach is shiny?
No, I did not, but now hearing his story, I do.
Now you do.
Now we know.
Hey, congratulations, you won the tickets to see Cannons when they play here at the K-Rock Soundspace.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, Taylor!
Yes, congratulations. Woo! Come up and say hi, all right?
All right, I will.
Okay, thank you. Do you have three friends and or family who you could take to Disneyland?
I don't have any friends, Kevin.
Not you.
Okay, yes. Well, in. Yeah, we got a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets coming up for you at 6 on K-Rock.